Blog Talk Radio.
Life. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd just like to welcome you and thank you for joining us this morning as we enter in to the presence of God. You know, last night I was looking at the news through the internet, and I was looking at Google News, and then I looked at something else someone had posted on Facebook in reference to a mother who had microwaved her daughter. This was about 5 years ago, but then the more recent stories had been posted on the page where mothers were doing heinous things to their children and burning them up and duct taping them and handcuffing them. And a young lady was pregnant, and her boyfriend duct taped her and handcuffed her and burnt her up. And she was weeks away from having this child. And then you hear this morning about in another state, a man went into a home and abducted a child, and the father was in the house sleeping, and this brazen person just walks in the home and abducts this child. But we thank God the child is safe. But when I looked on this one site last night on, I believe it was Nancy Grace, there were so many child abductions, so many child murders, so many murders that have gone unsolved, and children disappearing and parents going crazy on their children, and it's just a mess. And you know, sometimes we just feel like we're too busy to pray, and it's so many things going on, and a lot of times we won't pray unless it hits our home. We won't pray unless it hits someone close to us, and then we want the world to pray with us. But some things we need to be proactive about and begin to pray before these things even come up. Amen. And we are definitely mourning the loss of this baby that was put in a microwave and killed by her own mother because she was upset with the baby's father. And, you know, my husband does a program on developmental, mental, and physical challenges. And these are some of the things that we need to discuss because it's happening. And it might not be in your neighborhood, but these things are happening. And it could come to a neighborhood near you very soon. And we know that in the Philadelphia area, there's much murder going on in Philadelphia, people shooting for free and killing for free. And we just want to pray and come against the spirit of murder, come against the spirit of rape, come against the spirit of abduction, where people are coming in and stealing people's children. We want to come against the spirit of rape. We just want to come against all these spirits because God has given us the power over the enemy, and we just want to come together in unity and pray. And if anyone is in the chat room, if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-237-5553. Again, the number is 347-237-5553. And let us pray. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, is with a sorrowful heart that I come to you this morning, oh God. Father, you know what I saw last night. You know what I saw this morning. And Father, first I would ask you to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings, oh God. Father, the things we've said or done, Lord God, that we were not supposed to do, or the things we even thought that we were not supposed to think, we ask your forgiveness, God, in Jesus' name. Father, even the things that we were supposed to do but did not do, oh Lord God, we ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Father, but we want to come to you, Lord God, even with sorrowful hearts, but to say thank you for another day. Father God, we bless you. Jehovah God, we bless you. Hallelujah, for another day. Yahweh, we bless you for another day. We thank you, Lord God. We don't take it for granted that you have given us another day to be on this earth. Father, we ask you this morning to lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. We ask you, oh God, this morning to lead us and guide us that we will not walk in our own way, but we will walk following you this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come today to help us to mortify the deeds of our flesh. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come into our lives today to help us to mortify the deeds of our flesh in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to be holy because your word says, be holy for I am holy. We want to be holy in our conversation, oh God. We want to be holy, Lord God, in what we do, Lord God. We want to be holy, even, yes, in what we wear, Lord God, so that we might be pleasing unto you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up this country to you. God, you created this whole world. You created every nation. You created every country, Lord God. You created every city, state, Lord God. You created everything, Lord God. And Father, we just lift up this entire world to you. God, there's mass murders going on. There's murders for hire going on, Lord God. There's people killing and supposedly in your name. But God, that what they're doing and what they're attempting to do is wrong, Lord God. All those that are
taking these children and selling them for sex slaves and selling them for sex, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Father, in Jesus' name, God. We know that they have problems in their minds. There's something wrong with them, God. But, God, you can regulate their minds, and we're calling on you this morning to regulate the minds, Lord God, of those men and women who would abduct children and sell them for sex, Lord God. Father, we pray for them now that you will bring them out of strong delusion, that you will forgive them, Lord God, that you will save them, God, that you will deliver them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, because that could have been my child. That could have been another listener's child, Lord God. But, Father, we just pray for them even now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the police departments of every city and state, Lord God, where these child abductions are happening, Lord, where these children are being sold, Lord God. Father, I ask you to give them wisdom, Lord God. I ask you to increase their knowledge, Lord God. I ask you to give them keen insight, Lord God, so they will check, Lord God, everything, Lord God, every little thing that they can check, Lord God, every piece of evidence that they will find these children and place them back with their rightful parents, Lord God, if their parents didn't have anything to do with the child selling and the child sex slavery. Glory to God. Father, this morning, you know I want to lift up Miley Cyrus to you, Lord God. Father, Miley Cyrus, something has happened. She's gone, Lord God. She's gone astray, Lord God. And Father, I don't know if she's ever known you, God, but I ask that you will send someone her way, Lord God, that will be able to tell her about Jesus this morning, that will tell her about Jesus' redeeming power, Lord God, so that she might be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, the spirit of perversion, she's perverted now, Lord God, and we ask that you will deliver her in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I call out Miley Cyrus's name, oh God. Father, send somebody with wisdom to her whom she will listen to, Father, in Jesus' name. Let her see the destructive way that she's living right now, Lord God. Let her see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and sit her down, oh God, in Jesus' name, and have a little talk with her, oh God. Oh, Father, we lift up Amanda Bynes to you, Lord God, who's having troubles in her mind, oh God. And, Father, we do know that you are a God who heals. We know that you are a God who sets free. We know, oh God, that if we pray according to your will, that you hear us, oh God. And, Father, I believe that it is your will for Amanda Bynes to be delivered today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that she be set free, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I just come to you, God, and ask you, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you will move in behalf of the government of the United States, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if it had not been your will, President Obama wouldn't even be in office, and Joe Biden wouldn't even be vice president, Lord God. But as our leaders, Lord God, President Obama has made some decisions, oh God, that he has not consulted you on. And God, I pray for President Obama right now, Lord. Father, I pray that you will save him for real, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray that he will begin to call on your Holy Spirit to help him to lead this free world, oh God, in Jesus' name. Help him not to make decisions based on his emotions or based on his feelings or based on people's feelings about him as a person or about him and the color of his skin, but cause him, Lord God, to use wisdom that he will make decisions that are best for this country and that are best for our allies and that are best for this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the government, Lord God, and we ask, oh God, that you will expose all, Lord God, ungodly, unfair spending, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that the monies, Lord God, that the government needs, Lord God, to continue to fund Social Security, the money that the states need to continue to fund schooling for our children, Lord God, that the monies will be where they're supposed to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we see our children running rampant, Lord God. The teachers are losing their minds because the classrooms are too full. Children coming to school being disrespectful because they know that there's not enough people in the school to help with discipline. But God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fix it. I ask you to open the door and make a way out of no way, God. send the money, Lord God, but I ask you to take out, Lord God, the lawmakers who are stealing the money, the lawmakers who are lining their pockets and taking away from the children, Lord God. They're taking away from our children and building more prisons, Lord God. But, Father, I ask you to turn that thing around, God, in the name of Jesus, because I know you can. I know you can, oh God. Our children need education. They don't need to be incarcerated, locked up, and live years and years and years in a cell, building up anger, hate, and bitterness, Lord God. Even though we know many of them in prison are there because of something that they have done or something that they were involved in illegally, oh God. But, Father, our children are getting younger and younger, being incarcerated, walking around with guns, walking around with knives, walking around with tasers, Lord God, because they're lost and don't know what to do. But, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to send a revival. Send, Lord God, people into the streets to preach the gospel, Lord God. Send your evangelists out on the streets to preach the gospel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your people, Lord God, hallelujah, who are strong in you and the power of your might to go out on the streets, Lord God, in the bad neighborhoods, in the drug-infested neighborhoods, Lord God, in the areas where the prostitutes are, and call people out to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But your word says, how can they hear? How can they even be saved except they hear? How can they hear except the preacher be sent, Lord God? And, Father, I'm asking you, if you have to send me and Gerald, Lord God, we will go and minister to the people on the streets, Lord God, because it's not about us. It's about souls coming into the kingdom of God. And, Father, we just pray for the prostitute right now on the street. We pray for the drug dealer on the street right now, God. Even as they're about to make that drug transaction, oh, God, we pray for them now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will change their mind, Lord God, that you will cancel the sale, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send someone there, oh, God, whom they will listen to, Lord God, who will give them a word that will change their mind, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the prostitute who's giving her body away, some of them are giving their body away because they want the thrill of the money and the lifestyle that money will bring. But some of them are out there because they were raped as a child. Some of them were out there because they were molested. Some of them were out there because they're abused. But, God, I even lift her up, Lord God, and I even lift up the male prostitute, Lord God. I lift them up to you and ask you to heal them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. First, heal them in their mind. Oh God, erase the bad memories, oh God, that have caused them to be on the street giving up their bodies, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead with you this morning, oh God, that you will save them, that you will get them off the streets, oh God, that you will send someone in the name of Jesus that can help and restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as a woman who's been raped, oh, God, as a woman who's been abused and molested in her life, God, I know the pains of being raped and molested. I know the pain, oh, God. And I know also, oh, God, that if we don't forgive, Lord God, if we don't turn to you, that thing can cause us to do all kinds of things to mask the pain. But, Father, I ask that you will send an evangelist, send a pastor, send a minister, send a deacon, send somebody, oh, God, to these people on the streets that they will hear, that they might be saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Some of these prostitutes have children, Lord God. Some of these prostitutes, they're teaching their children that they can sell their body for money and that money is everything, Lord God. But at the end of the day, money can't do anything for you when your heart is hurting. Money can't do anything for you when the movies are playing in your mind about your rape and about your molestation and about your being beaten up. Money can't change that, oh God. But your love, oh God, can change that, Lord God. Your healing can change that, oh God. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to send your healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when they're in that hotel room, when they're in that motel room, when they're in that car, Lord God, give them blowjobs. Let the radio just supernaturally come on and let them hear a word from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. When they're in that motel room, Lord God, giving their bodies away, let the TV just pop on, oh, God, and let the word of God be on there and let it change their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. or let the radio come on and let the word of God come through there to change their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you can do this. I know you can because nothing is too hard for you. And Father, your word also says again that if we pray anything, if we ask anything in faith, doubting nothing, we can have it. You said if we pray anything according to your will, you hear us. And not only do you hear us, but you give us those things that we are petitioning you for. So, Father, I just say thank you today in Jesus' name for hearing this prayer and answering this prayer. Father, I pray this morning for Cherie Holton as she is recovering from brain surgery, that there will be no infection, there will be no swelling, there will be no adverse effects, there will be no blood clots, there will be no strokes. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, she is your child. And we thank you for a speedy recovery, Lord. We lift up Dr. Evelyn Drayton, Lord God, who was in a major car accident. Many bones in her body were broken. And I thank you, God, for the healing process for her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I just say thank you today for all that you're going to do. I lift up the mayor of Philadelphia. Oh, God, I ask you to give this man wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give him wisdom, oh, God, to lead this city, oh, God. Give him wisdom to disperse the funding as it's supposed to be, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, clean out, hallelujah, oh, God, every person who is there doing wickedly. Clean them out and replace them with godly people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I repent for America today. I repent for the United States of America, Lord God. I repent, for we have cast you aside, Lord. We have cast you aside, Lord God, as a nation. And I know there's individuals who are praying to you and worshiping you and obeying you, Lord God. But as a nation, Lord God, we have conformed to the world. The Christians have conformed to the world, Lord. But I pray that we will be no more longer conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, that we will come out from among them and be separate, that they will know, Lord God, that there is a separation between us and them, that we are born again and we are holy men and women of God. Help us to stand up for holiness. Help us to stand up for righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, O God. I bless your holy name, O God. I thank you. Hallelujah. O God, I glorify your name, and I just say thank you this morning. Father, I pray for all those this morning who are on their way to work and even those that are on their way back home from work. I pray for safety, O God. I ask you to give your ministering angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe from accidents. Keep them safe from abductors. Keep them safe, Lord God, from anything that will cause them harm or danger in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Father, I just say thank you today. Lead us and guide us today. Order our steps in your word today. Don't let this day go by without us being in your word, Lord God. Help us to love you, Lord God, with all our heart, soul, minds, Lord God, and all our strength, Lord God. Help us to love our neighbors. Help us to preach the gospel. Help us to teach the gospel. Help us to live the gospel, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you honor in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We have, hallelujah, a little over 5 minutes left, and there is a caller on the line. If you like prayer or if you have a prayer that you'd like to offer, you can press the 1, and we will get you on to pray, hallelujah, or receive your prayer request. My husband is on the line right now. Honey, amen. Do you have a scripture that you would like to read? We have about 5 minutes left. Do you have a scripture that you would like to read this morning?
I do, but I don't have my Bible with me. Available to me. Hold on one.
What's the scripture? I could read it for you.
Okay. I would like you to read St. Matthew chapter 25. You know my verses.
For thirsty and give you drink. When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed. Depart from me, you cursed. Into, wait a minute, I apologize, sir, to you. Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly as I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So I would ask you today, thank you for that scripture, Bishop Scott, and I would ask us today that we will pray for the stranger today. We will pray for those that have no clothes. We will pray for the sick and shut in. We will pray for those that are in prison. We will pray for those that are hungry or thirsty, those that are naked, Lord. We will pray for them today, and not only pray for them, that if God leads you to bless them with a dollar, with a quarter, with a hamburger from McDonald's or somewhere, if God leads you to do that, don't ignore the prompting of God to bless someone he has instructed you to bless. And you say, well, how do I know that God is telling me to bless a particular person? You will know. You will have something in your heart, in your spirit, and you will know that God will tell you to give to this person or that person. And maybe I go, there's a lot of people on the street. Well, God, ask God to show you who to give to, and he will bless you to do so. In the name of Jesus, this is the end of this Words of Life broadcast, and we thank God for you joining us today. Pray for us, and we will pray for you. Go on and be blessed. Amen. Have a great godly day.
God bless you.